Great to have your company. This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Mukey. We are going to be focusing on the band Susie and the Banshees today and their track Dizzy, which was included in their Best Of CD, which was released in 2002. Otherwise unavailable anywhere else, Dizzy was recorded during the last studio session of the band back in 1995. I'm really pleased to be able to present this song, as I think it is a real example of what I'm trying to do with Never Heard That. This is a track by an extremely successful and well-known band. It is a really excellent song that is indicative of the talent of the band, but is also a track that is only really known by their die-hard fans. Here is a little bit of history about the band. Susie and the Banshees were an English rock outfit formed in London in 1976 by vocalist Susie Sue and bass guitarist Steve Severin. During their career, Susie and the Banshees released 11 studio albums and 30 singles. The band did experience several lineup changes over this time, with only Susie and Severin being the constant members. They disbanded in the end in 1996. Inspired to form a band after following the early incarnation of the Sex Pistols, they were very much initially associated with the punk scene. However, the band rapidly evolved into something much more unique. Success began for the band from their very first single, Hong Kong Garden. The track reached the top 10 of the UK charts and used the very unpunk instrument, the xylophone, for its main musical motif. Success continued consistently throughout the band's career, but perhaps peaked in 1991 when they achieved a mainstream hit in the US with the magnificent single Kiss Them For Me. If you are unfamiliar with that track, I urge you to have a listen. Music history buffs may be interested to know that Robert Smith, the lead man for the band The Cure, was also an active member of the Banshees from 1982 to 1984. Apparently, he almost suffered a nervous breakdown being simultaneously part of two very successful and hard-working musical acts. The track Swimming Horses from their 1984 album Hyena, which was recorded during this period, is an absolute favourite of mine too. I had the privilege of seeing Susie and the Banshees play live at the Livid Festival in Brisbane, Queensland, back in 2003. What left a real impression on me was their outstanding professionalism, both in the presentation of their music and their stage presence. There was absolutely no doubting that this band knew exactly how to put on a high-end show. Just fantastic, considering they were born in the chaotic ethos that was punk music. To me, the hallmark of a really great band is when they are able to present a compilation album which really showcases the amazing diversity in sound that they have achieved over their career. In my opinion, not many bands are able to do this, as they either burn out quickly or the band's sound doesn't evolve over time. Susie and the Banshees have absolutely no problems with this. Seek out any of their compilations, I think there are three in total, and you'll see what I mean. Many others with far greater credentials than me agree. They have been championed by names like Radiohead, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jeff Buckley, Garbage, The Smashing Pumpkins, and the names go on and on. Here is the track Dizzy, recorded by the band Susie and the Banshees in 1995 and released as a part of their Best Of compilation album in 2002.